Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Welcome to Monday morning, everybody. How's it feel for Monday, y'all?
Good.
Feels good.
Y'all ready for a big Monday?
Absolutely. I am.
I woke up today disappointed that we had a full work week.
It's been a second for you, hadn't it?
Because, like, you know, I had my wife's birthday, the 4th of July stuff, and then it was like, wait a minute, we have to work every day, all day.
Yeah, what are we going to do with ourselves?
And then I come to work bright red, and that aggravates me to no end.
I saw some pictures of you in your pool. You've been in it a lot this weekend, hadn't you?
Is my wife posting pictures of me in the pool?
I think I saw, yeah.
I've asked her not to do that because that gets on my nerves.
You like blend in with the wall a little bit today.
I'm way too red.
You are a little bit more red than usual.
In case you haven't seen the studio behind me, there is a bright red wall, which of course is the exact same color as my head.
You are like a bright beacon of light today.
I don't even understand what happened though. Because, well, I mean, I can tell you what happened.
We don't even need our heater today, David. Like, I feel like his heat is radiating over here.
I had my wife feel of my head last night, and she agreed. It felt like there was steam coming off of it. Because on Saturday, we spent a lot of the day outside in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of sunscreen. Well, yesterday, I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you got to be careful.
That's what's on my mind this morning. What's happening in your head, Kelly?
Well, I'm excited to be here because yesterday, I was literally in bed all day with a migraine. And so today, I'm really happy that my head isn't hurting.
Look at that.
I'm just happy.
You know what it was, David? I think she was missing us.
I think so, too.
I'm sure that's what it is.
As soon as she left on Friday, she was like, man, I already missed them.
That was it. It was like some type of missing my friend's headache.
And maybe it was the fact that the whole Flush the Format Friday stressed her out.
Maybe so.
What's on your mind this morning?
Well, I had a nice weekend at my parents' house. I actually spent the weekend out there, which has been a long time since I've actually done that. So it was a lot of fun. We had a good time.
So when you go back home, do they treat you like you're a kid?
Maybe a little bit in some regards.
Like, what time are you going to be home tonight?
Nothing like that. No, I never even went out. I was just kind of hanging out.
Eat all of your food, Davey.
It's nothing like that.
Make
either.
A happy plate, Davey.
They don't do that stuff.
But they did make me breakfast, which was pretty awesome.
Wow.
What's for breakfast when your mom cooks?
Oh, it was bacon and eggs with some toast, coffee. Mm. Good stuff.
I made Kai eggs and toast yesterday for breakfast, and I put jelly, like this great looking jelly that I was like dying to have. He hates jelly.
Really?
You know what? My son won't eat it either.
What is it?
I don't know.
I love jelly. I can almost drink it.
Dude, I love it too.
How do kids hate it?
Here's what we're going to do today. We're going to send David to the store. He's going to buy a big old thing of jelly, and he's going to drink it as we go throughout the show.
Okay, I take it back. It's not true.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, there is great news for me this morning.
Bam, what is it?
I feel like I've won the day already.
What kind of news?
Well, I saw this study that says that if a man marries a younger woman, that typically he gets to live longer.
Wow.
So guys, I am in for living longer.
Does that mean you get to, sorry to my husband.
Does that mean you get to live to be like 130?
Well, I don't know about that.
Because there's such a difference.
There's not that big of a difference. You're about to get punched.
You know what? Knuckles, David.
Thank you.
But here's the funny thing. They were looking to see if it did the same thing for women. So like if a woman married a younger guy, does that mean she lives longer? And according to the study and all the people they looked at, it doesn't work like that.
Of course not. Of course it doesn't.
You're just going to die when you're going to die.
Yeah, we're just going to die early.
That's just what it is. And people who are of the same age, like you and your husband, it doesn't show that he'll live any longer either or that you'll live any longer. It'll be the average lifespan. But because I married a younger woman, bam, I'm in.
Oh, there
Good
you
for
go.
You.
I'm all
happy
the way.
For you.
Do you think it's because a younger woman is less stressful than a younger guy would
be? Not a bit. Are you being serious?
I'm just asking.
No, I think it's more stress.
Hmm.
Wouldn't you think, if you marry, you can say it.
I'm not saying anything.
It doesn't matter.
I would say that I was more stressful at Leslie's age than my age now.
Exactly.
That's what I would say. That's just me, though.
I would think so, too.
So you're saying that Leslie gives you quite a bit of stress. Is that what you're trying to get at?
Maybe stress is keeping me young.
Is it still true?
Yes.
She's keeping you young. That's important.
I don't know. Now, she is taking care of me. You guys are going to be so proud of me today. Let me show you what's in my hand. Bam, bam, bam.
Oh, congratulations.
Case.
How about it?
There's no more tape. A new cell phone case.
So in case you missed the show for the last, I don't know, year or so, they've made fun of the fact that I've had a phone case that I put scotch tape on.
Yes.
I mean, it looked bad.
Basically, he had to duct tape the phone to his hand to use it.
Well, and then when it would mess up, I just retape it.
Mm-hmm. I remember one day you, like, got tape in here and tried to fix it.
What does it matter? No one sees my phone. Well, it's then just because you're taping it constantly.
Well, and then but it was see-through tape, so it was like it looked like my case, kind of.
No, it didn't. You put so much on there, you couldn't help but see it.
Yeah, it was loaded on there.
And then it was sticky, too.
Oh, that's gross.
And then I'd hand my phone to people and say, hey, take a picture of us real quick. Mm-hmm. And they're probably looking at it like, this guy's broke. He has tape on his phone case.
It's almost like the glasses that had the tape on them that was rolled up so thick you could see it from like 2 miles away.
That was
away.
Sweet. She thought of you, though.
Yeah, it came in the mail the other day.
That's good.
Well, because she was embarrassed. It wasn't because she was being thoughtful. It's because she realized that the tape was hanging off. So anytime I would go somewhere, like tape would be flapping in the wind off my phone.
Right.
That's bad.
And she realized it was embarrassing. It was kind of like that. Like happy birthday.
Right.
Oh, it's embarrassing for her. She doesn't care about how you feel about the situation. That's funny.
Don't you figure? She's like, oh, this is humiliating.
Yes.
That's right? Probably it.
Legit. But I feel happy today because I'm going to live for a really long time and I have a phone case. I'm not sure that this thing is going to protect my phone at all if it drops. It's like the thinnest phone case ever.
You never know. I mean, mine's pretty thin, but it's very durable. Mine's also like a military grade thing, though.
Yeah, mine is probably eggshell grade.
Let's test it out.
No, I'm not. That's what I'm afraid of. Because I told my wife, I said, I drop it all the time. And she said, well, you're not very grateful. Like, I'm not going to be grateful when I have to go and buy a new phone because this thing drops and shatters into a million pieces.
Let me throw it in the floor.
Let me see yours first with the military grade.
No.
Exactly.
I don't trust you.
Who wants to test their phone like that?
I don't
know. Not me, but there's a bunch of people on YouTube that do it.
But it can't be a new phone.
It can't be.
I had a friend, he got one of those like water durable phones or whatever, waterproof phones. And he was like, yeah, I'll show you. Went to the bathroom and like just put it underneath the sink.
Your friend's an idiot.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Man, what if that doesn't work? You can just ruin your brand new phone. It worked, though.
It did?
Yeah.
Maybe there's a guarantee or a warranty or something like that.
I guess
that.
So. I don't know.
I don't want to try it.
I'm not trying it either.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Every morning here on K-Fine, we got you gossip. Gossip on Ben Affleck is out today. He's got a new girlfriend.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
She is the SNL producer who is credited with finding Kristen Wiig.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Which is one of your favorites.
Yep.
Anyway, her name is Lindsay Shookus, and they're saying that they've been together for, it looks like a couple of months. Now, some people are saying it might have been a couple of years because they were spotted together back in the day. But the story is they've been friends for a long time, and now that his separation with Jennifer Garner has gone further, he's able to date her. So, anyway,
well,
a new woman in the life for Ben Affleck.
Hey, well, stop me if you've heard this one before, but Shia LaBeouf got arrested over the weekend.
What?
Again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this time it was pretty bad. Public drunkenness and something else. Disorderly conduct, obstruction, stuff like that. But basically, it was like 4 a.m. on Saturday. Walked up to somebody and said, hey, can I have a cigarette? They said no. And then at that point, he started cussing out the people in front of him. There were women and children present. Well, the cops tried to track him down. They found him inside of a hotel lobby where he still was fighting back against police, so.
Goodness, Shy.
Yeah, just a pretty bad situation. He got out on bond for like $7,000, but again, it's all unnecessary at this point, right?
Like, is there ever a good story on him that comes out?
I don't think so.
There hasn't been in a long time.
It's like he'll put a movie out and he gets some credit for that, but then after that, it's like there's negative story after negative story.
Exactly.
Well, in more positive news, Julianne Hough is a married woman. Of course, she does everything. She sings, she dances, she acts. But they had an outdoor wedding. She married hockey player Brooks Like. And it seems like their celebrities are doing a lot more weekend weddings. So Friday night, they had a big dinner. That was Thursday. Friday, they spent all day on a lake with friends and family, did a bunch of family activities, and then Saturday, she got married. Her dad gave her away, Derek Hough, who's her brother.
Yep.
He's really big time as well. He served as a groomsman, and Brandon, you're going to love this. The couple's dogs served as ring bearers, and their dogs look just like yours.
Right.
So I thought that was really cute.
Actually, I give her credit with me wanting those dogs.
Really? King Cavaliers, right?
Yeah, the Cavalier King Charles Spaniels or something like that. But I saw her with her dogs, and I thought her dogs were so cute. She was on some magazine cover.
Yeah.
And then we randomly saw them coming back from Nashville. We were at a rest stop area or whatever, gas station, and somebody had two of those dogs.
Yep.
And I knew when we got home we were going to find dogs like that. We had to drive like 4 or 5 hours to get them.
Hence Charlie and Nash.
Hence Charlie and Nash.
But congratulations to Julianne Hough.
So whenever, this is a true story, and this just happened, we were outside the other day, one of the dogs got out, this is a couple weeks ago, and it was Charlie who gets out. And Charlie kind of gets on my nerves sometimes because he runs away.
Yeah.
And we have to go find old Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember saying the other day, I blame Julianne Hough for this.
Well, maybe you should tweet at her today.
It's her fault.
Oh, man.
I'm going to ruin the honeymoon.
You should.
And blame her for the dogs I have.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Pink, I guess, showed that she's a multitasker. You know the singer Pink?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
In Setting the World on Fire with Kenny mm-hmm. Chesney. She posted a picture of her breastfeeding.
Oh.
And talked about how she can multitask and do multiple things while her child is feeding.
That's cool.
Wow.
And it's kind of one of those weird pictures if you're going through your Instagram feed and you're like, oh, there's somebody breastfeeding. You guys ever have that when you're going through your feed? Not even a celebrity, but like a regular person from around here that's like breastfeeding?
No, not really.
I can't say that I have.
Who are you following?
Oh, I'm not saying that happens to me. I was just asking for you guys.
Asking a generic just question.
Well, I thought maybe it did happen.
Just in general?
Mainly to David. It doesn't happen to me, but maybe.
To me? Why would it be me?
Well, I've seen the accounts you follow.
That's not even true.
It's uncomfortable.
Don't get the... Mm-mm.
Is it still true that Rachel is mad about 50% of your accounts?
Oh, now you're making me feel all sweaty. That's not even true.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Well, guys, a couple of roommates in Oklahoma got into a fight over an age-old question. Which is better, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Ooh.
Oh, man.
And that can cause some big arguments.
Mm-hmm.
Does it really?
Yeah, because, you know, Star Trek was a little bit before Star Wars, but everyone says, I guess if people grew up with Star Trek, they say it's better than Star Wars, but in my opinion, Star Wars is better than Star Trek. I don't want to get into all that kind of stuff.
Well, now you're going to get assaulted by a Trekkie.
Yep.
Exactly. So now I'm in trouble with all the Trekkie fans out there, like my parents. So basically, these two guys who are 23 and 19, it's not like they were even old enough to watch the original stuff, like when it first came out.
Sure.
But they were getting into a fight over it. Got into a really big argument to the point where one guy actually shoved his roommate and started choking him.
Oh, stop it.
I'm not really sure what side he was on. I'm assuming probably the Star Trek side, because the Star Wars side, you do the force choke. You don't actually choke him physically.
What's a force choke? Show me on Kelly.
The force choke is like what Darth Vader did.
Oh, I gotcha. And where then, he doesn't really touch you?
Yeah, he just sticks his hand out, and then the guy's like...
Yeah.
Yeah. So something like that.
Hey, tongue in your mouth next time.
That's what he does.
Okay.
So there'd be no marks. There'd be no marks.
Basically.
Yeah. So it must have been the Trekkie.
Yeah, it must have been the Trekkie that was going after him. Something like that.
What happens in a situation like that?
Do
you go to jail if you choke somebody like that?
I would.
Well, yeah,
assume,
he got arrested for assault and battery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all because of Star Trek.
It's a bad deal.
That's a really bad deal. And people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Like, our next day to celebrate is what?
Labor Day.
Labor Day.
And then it's
is that 2 months away?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Like Thanksgiving after that.
I was seeing stories about, like, kids go back to school in, like,
5 weeks.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Crazy, right?
Because we have 5 weeks of summer camp left, so...
And you're counting down.
Yes, I am.
Counting down the days.
Hey, so David had an issue over the weekend, and I feel bad for him because he kind of smelled a little bit the other day when I saw him, and I wasn't sure what it was. You know how sometimes when somebody walks by, you get that slight little bit, that whiff of BO?
Yeah, right.
That
was mean.
Did not have BO.
Well, you
David,
don't
let me tell you something. If I ever smell that, I'll let you know.
Again. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
If I stink, I'm glad
I'm
Kelly
a true
will tell
friend.
Me. Thank
yeah.
you.
If you smell again, I'll tell you too.
Okay, thanks.
Again.
No, like the main reason I guess you said I smell is because our AC went out.
Oh my gosh.
It was like the worst timing ever.
That's horrible.
Yeah. So it's like really, it's ramping up.
Mm-hmm.
It's sunny and hot.
Well, I started to notice a little bit on Friday because we usually try and keep it at like 68 in the house.
Dang.
Me too.
Yeah, we keep it pretty cool.
Oh, really? We go mm-hmm. 70.
Yeah. But it was like 71 when I was going to sleep, and I thought, something's a little bit off here. Next day I woke up, it was like 73, and then progressively throughout the day, it just got worse.
Dude, that's awful, too.
And so, you know, I got up, I had my breakfast, and then I was just like watching TV, and I thought, man, it's hot in here. I had the fan going, I had my door open, had all the fans going in the house. And I actually got up to go take a cold shower to go to work just to get out of the house.
Yeah.
I actually went to work to get out of how hot this home was.
Mm.
It was like 83 when I left.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was so hot.
And this is early in the day.
Yeah.
So it gets worse as the day goes on.
Exactly.
And so what did you do?
And so I went to work. I stayed out of the house for as long as I could. I came back like 2 hours later, and it was like 86. It was like I was walking into a home.
That's awful.
I was walking into a home that was even hotter than when I like got out of my truck.
Oh.
And so it's hotter inside than it is outside. And I tried to sit through it for like an hour, and I just couldn't do it. I literally had to like start stripping off clothes.
Oh no, well, you did not.
I mean, it was like Nelly was in there singing to me.
And when that happens, I think the worst part of it is trying to go to sleep at night.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Before you get it fixed, I cannot go to sleep when it's hot.
No, it's awful. Mm.
No, so I was basically sitting in my underwear with the door open, and anyone could have come in and seen that.
Speaking of awful, so what happened? Is it fixed?
Brandon. What is this?
This is him finding himself with a towel or something.
You don't know this song?
I don't think so.
This is you in your underwear. Everybody picture David. Everybody think of David in his underwear right now, sitting on his bed, playing video games.
That's great.
He was feeling hot, hot, hot. Hot, hot, hot.
Doing a little dance number.
He was.
Hot, hot, hot. Yeah.
So, end result, is it fixed?
It got fixed Sunday morning. So, like, midday.
What'd you have to pay for it?
I didn't pay for it. I didn't.
Way to be a teammate.
You pay for part of the electric bill?
I guess.
Well, you got to pay for part of the repair.
That's what I say.
Is there air in your room?
Yes.
They blocked the vent where David wouldn't get air because he didn't pay for his part.
He's got to pay for part of the repair.
That's what I would say.
I pay for my part of rent.
Well, that's just part of the mortgage, though, really.
Yeah.
Don't start this.
I'm just saying.
Calling his roommate right now.
No. No.
How much was the bill?
I don't know.
I bet it was $500.
I don't think it was that much.
It's not cheap.
They should divvy it up.
I think you should. You should be a real friend.
Well, anyway. It all got resolved early Sunday morning.
I'm glad they did that for you.
Yeah.
I'm glad you have air again.
Me too.
And thank you for helping David not smell.
Oh, I know. It was awful.
I did not stink. I showered.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You guys ready to celebrate some local people?
Yes, sir.
Let's do this.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Well, time for birthday sport today. It's Monday, July the 10th of 2017. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Julie Risley of Jonesboro celebrating a birthday today. Matt Scott of Jonesboro celebrates. Bart Fowler, who's from Wynn, has a birthday. Mitch Wright of Jonesboro is celebrating a birthday today, so happy birthday to Mitch. We have Katie Caldwell from Wynn celebrating. Jerry Tremue Douglas of Wynn is celebrating. Jerry Couch of Lake City and Jamie Mansfield of Walnut Ridge. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Well, guys, on this first birthday, I do want to say congratulations to Brandon, first of all, because I know it's a day he celebrates every single year.
Who is it?
This is absolutely one of the, if not the greatest days of the year.
Oh, really?
It's awesome.
Jessica Simpson is 37 years old today.
Jessica Simpson.
Congrats, Brandon.
We were together one night.
For a picture.
Why did you have to say that?
Sorry.
The story's better the other way.
You're right.
Oh, yeah. I like that story.
So I spent some time with Jessica Simpson.
Were you the inspiration for this song?
I was. You know, she was married at the time, but she heard me on our other station and knew.
Right.
I agree.
So legit, when I met her, it was 9 years ago. My wife is still mad about that night to this day.
Like, if you ever want to get
poor,
her...
poor, pregnant wife.
Who was left behind when I went to meet Jessica Simpson.
Legit.
Carrying your child.
If you ever want to get her...
Left in the bathroom.
Want to get her riled up. That's the story to bring up every single time.
To this day.
Leslie, I'll be right back. I've got to go to the restroom. And then you never showed back up.
No, I showed back up. She wasn't there. I'm telling you, it's her fault.
Brandon.
And then let me, if you haven't heard the story yet, if you're new to the show, I go backstage to meet Jessica. My wife has gone to the bathroom. She's pregnant. It's time for the meet and greet. She hasn't come back yet. So I think for a second that maybe she's already gone down there. I get down there and realize that she's not in the room. I leave the room and run to go get my wife. My wife is there in the stands, and they will not let her come back down, even though she has the backstage pass. So being the great husband that I am, while my wife was in tears, I waved at her and said, I'll be right back. And went to Jessica.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, maybe she wasn't in tears, but she was almost. It's an awful moment. But so awesome because I met Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, that makes up for it.
It does make up for it a little bit.
Okay, so Thomas Ian Nicholas is 37 years old. He was Kevin in American Pie, the guy who dated Tara Reid.
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
Sofia Vergara.
Sofia Vergara.
She's 45 years old. Probably know her best from Modern Family. And Gary LaVox from Rascal Flatts is 47.
It's a little too loud on the high.
Sound of that Rascal Flatts.
What hurts the most was being so close and having
this song was number one.
It's massive.
And I believe multiple formats too.
And never knowing what could have been and not seeing that loving you.
Happy birthday goes out to Gary LaVox, who celebrates today.
Because it's yours if you want it. And every bit of love left in this beat up, made up, scarred up heart that's been waiting on a girl like you. I know it ain't much, but it comes alive with every touch. Every kiss already feels like you own it. Baby, it's yours if you want it.
Also, happy birthday goes out to Tyler Yeager from Bay, who's turning 30 years old today.
Happy birthday.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Jerry Couch. The winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine. It's Gary LaVox's birthday today from Rascal Flatts.
It's yours if you want it.
Baxter in the morning on 107.9 K-Fine.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So congratulations is in order from this weekend to our friend Maren Morris.
Cool. Aww.
So Maren's newly engaged. Ryan Hurd, her musician boyfriend, proposed to her. What we're thinking is on July the 3rd, but she displayed the ring in a photo on Instagram over the weekend. It's a cool picture because it doesn't show their faces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It shows her sitting on his lap and then her hands out forward showing the ring with the big caption, yes.
It's a nice ring, too.
There you go.
Yeah, so congratulations to Maren Morris.
Sam Hunt was being interviewed and admitted that he's not afraid to show vulnerability in his songwriting, and he thinks that that's good for him. And sure. This is what he says. You're a grown man singing a song. You're vulnerable from the start. I've never understood tough talk, these songs that stick out your chest. What's the point? You're singing a song. And he admits that most of his songs are inspired by relationships, so if you're doing it right, it's not going to come across as fake, right?
Sure.
So he was asked too if he considers himself to be romantic, and like most guys, his answer is maybe. And this is what he says. My wife would say not particularly, can't say that word, but like from a candlelight and dinner like aspect.
Sure.
But as far as listening to her and making her feel beautiful and that kind of thing, he thinks he's pretty good at that.
And see, that's the money. That's
the
magic
key.
Right there.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill are on the Soul to Soul World Tour. And you've seen a lot of these videos on Tim McGraw's Facebook of him backstage with numerous artists performing like old school songs that are awesome backstage. He just did that over the weekend again with Charlie Worsham, and they performed Glenn Campbell's Rhinestone Cowboy, and here's what it sounds like.
Walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. Every crack in these dirty sidewalks, Broadway. Hustle's the name of the game. Nice guys get washed away with the snow and the rain.
It's a classic country song.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a load of compromise on the road to my horizon. I'm gonna be where the light's shining on me.
I like that he's doing this too, it's cool stuff.
Yeah.
Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out in a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Like a rhinestone cowboy.
That sounds good. You can check out the full video on Tim McGraw's Facebook page. Also, did you see the picture of him fishing where he caught the big fish? And nobody sees the fish because his abs are showing.
Yeah.
That dude's ripped.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And don't forget, too, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill are at the Verizon Arena in Little Rock August 3rd. And tickets are on sale right now, KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Where's my water bottle?
What do you mean?
My water bottle. I left it just outside the door, and now it's gone.
You left it when you went into the bathroom.
Well, where is it?
I've been sitting here working.
We didn't even move it. We didn't touch it.
Yes, you did. I know you did.
No, we didn't.
I know exactly where I left it 2 minutes ago.
I know. You did a pretty quick one this time.
What is that supposed to mean?
Took you 2 minutes?
That's gross.
Like a record.
It is. Congratulations. I'm not fist bumping, though.
I watched.
The best part of it is Kelly says, why do I do anything that you say?
Yeah, because he's like, all of a sudden, I'm sitting here like literally working. He's like, quick, get out there and grab his water bottle and hide it. And I was like, okay.
Well, where is it then? You just admitted to it.
Oh, you know where it is?
Where?
Right there.
Right where?
Whoomp.
Whoomp?
Hey. So stupid.
He just wanted...
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Of course, every Monday morning, we bring in Eric Birch from Birch & Company for our Monday morning motivation. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, everyone.
Happy Monday to you.
Here we are.
Here we are, rocking and rolling again. So thank you guys for opening the door, allowing me to come in, spend a few minutes with you guys on Monday.
Hey, man, you're shaping our lives and changing our mindsets. And we're in the middle of a 12-week course, kind of, on things in our lives that we can do away with to become more successful, and here we are 6 weeks in.
6 weeks in, the halfway point, other than the bonus I told you I was going to throw in at the end. But let's read our quote. This will be the sixth time for hopefully most of you to hear it. If it's your first time, take a minute, absorb it, soak it in for sure.
Go back to the podcast. Every Monday morning, right around this time, you can check out the messages on the podcast.
That's it. So listen up. If you haven't, can you go back, really, and listen to these?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. So good stuff. So I'm glad we did this series.
Heck yeah.
Makes even more sense, especially with a podcast.
You're going to have your own podcast soon.
All right. So somebody once told me the definition of hell. On your last day on earth, the person you became will meet the person you could have become.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. I mean, that is a heavy, heavy quote.
It's big. It's big. So again, are you living up to your full potential every single day? And these were the 12, now 13 things that I wanted to cover with you guys. So number six, give up on believing in the magic bullet.
What do you mean by that?
So everybody's looking for the quick, easy way. Everybody's looking for the easy pill. Everybody's looking, hey, if I do this, then this is going to happen, and it's just going to, money's going to roll in, my health is going to be better, my life is going to be good. You know, so a quote here, every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. And that's what you've got to do. You've got to get up every single day. And I love this from Jim Rohn. Don't ask for it to be easier, but strive to be better.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Okay.
That's very good.
Overnight success, guys, it's a complete myth. There's no such thing. I mean, when you finally see somebody's name, and we talked about this last week, see somebody's name in lights, you know, see somebody on the front page of this or the front page of that, and all of a sudden, hey, look what they've accomplished. It didn't happen that day.
Sure.
They didn't show up for a photo shoot and go, hey, congratulations, you are this, this, or this. They put in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours behind the scene. So successful people know that making small, continual improvements every day will be compounded over time and give them the desired results. Yeah. The people that are making it in the stock market didn't show up today, invest everything they had, and made millions the next day. Right?
That's right.
They small, incremental things. There's a great book. There's actually two of them. The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, or The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. Both of those just go back to Jim Rohn's philosophy of each and every single day getting up and making positive decisions.
Yep.
I love what Darren Hardy, I watch Darren Hardy stuff on a regular basis. And he did a podcast that I listened to. And he said, each and every single day as you go through your life, mark your decisions in two ways. You either mark them with an L as a loss, or you mark them with a W as a win.
Right.
Okay. So now we've talked about 5-year goals, 10-year goals. We've talked about eating healthy. We've talked about taking care of your body, doing those things. So think about that today. It's amazing all of a sudden the accountability that you will have is, okay, I sit down at breakfast and I had my oatmeal and my this and my that. That's a win. I did good, you know, this morning. Or I sit down and I had 17, you know, donuts, you know, where do I mark that at?
Right,
you know,
sure.
Is that a win or is that a loss? So if financially I made a decision today, was that a win or was that a loss?
Right.
With my spouse, you know, I made a decision today or took action on something today. Was that a win or was that a loss? So as you walk throughout this day and throughout this week, look at those things and put a W beside them or an L beside them. It's just mentally, but I think that will actually make you a little more aware of the actions that you're taking and the direction that you're heading.
Eric Birch from Birch & Company with your Monday morning motivation.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the number one movie over the weekend, Spider-Man Homecoming, $117 million over the weekend.
Whew. That's a lot of money.
That makes it the third biggest opening of the year. Beauty and the Beast was number one.
Mm-hmm.
They opened at $174. Guardians of the Galaxy opened up at $146. And Spider-Man opens up at $117.
Wow.
So it kind of beat the expectations because a lot of people were saying like $100 million. So it outscored that.
Yeah. So Kelly got to go see it, right?
It was really, really good. There's a couple of parts that made me squirm in my seat a little bit because my kids were there. Just a couple.
Well, give me the heads up so people know when they're going.
Well, you can, number one, you can look at IMDb. Is that what it's IMDb? IMBD?
Yes.
Whatever?
IMDb.
Okay.
IMDb.
Well, you can.
IMDb.
It's the movie. It's like a movie app, and it's also online. You can go in and go under parental guidelines or whatever, and it will show you every single thing in the movie that happens that is, you know, maybe you think is inappropriate for kids, but it'll tell you every single thing.
So what was it? Language? Was it?
There's a couple languages. One was it the universal symbol, and it was actually kind of funny, but
yeah. So are you talking about this?
Yes. Thanks.
Oh, wow.
I don't know that has seen that before.
Well, he's about to.
He's never seen.
If he goes and sees a movie.
I don't think he's seen this before.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we try to raise him okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised he hasn't just seen it in like traffic or something.
Well, I don't do that.
I'm not saying you, but I mean,
just
other than at you guys right now, I can't tell you the last time I've had this.
Well,
finger
just
up.
Television or YouTube or whatever, you know. But the movie was great. We loved the movie. Of course, I put on my Spider-Man shirt to go see it because I have spirit.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, you do.
But
you
it was really, really good. But we're superhero geeks, so.
Did you go see it?
I haven't seen it yet. No.
All right, so how's the new kid, the Holland kid?
He might be my favorite. And if you're a comic book fan, they kind of take it back from, it's back in high school days. So Peter Parker's in high school. He's a 15-year-old kid.
Right.
And basically, Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man, comes in and kind of mentors him through his newfound Spidey powers and learning how to, I guess, live among normal people with these new powers.
What's our Rotten Tomatoes score thus far, David?
As of right now, the last time I saw it was at a 94%.
Do you have Rotten Tomatoes bookmarked?
I will confirm this, maybe.
You do,
it's
right?
At,
I'm pretty sure he has stock in Rotten Tomatoes.
93%.
Yeah. So that's good.
Which is better than Wonder Woman by 1 point.
All right, so how would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 100 if you were Mrs. Rotten Tomato? This is Kelly Tomato.
I would say definitely like a 95%.
95.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. That's really good. I'll have to go check it out.
Should she be Kelly Tomato or Rotten Kelly?
I like Rotten Kelly.
Let's do Rotten Kelly.
Of course y'all like better. Rotten Kelly.
The Rotten Kelly score is a 95. Uh-huh.
RottenKelly.com. Uh-huh.
Thank you, everyone.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So when somebody looks across the radio board here and says to me, are you growing out your beard all the way? I think that's offensive.
Why?
You think it's offensive?
I know it's offensive.
It is not offensive.
Are you growing out your beard all
I am
the way?
With you every morning for like 5 hours. I think I can say your beard's getting longer.
I'm trying. My wife looked at me in the pool the other day and said, hey, maybe it's time. But I said, unless I let it grow, I'll never know.
Yeah, you should let it grow out this time.
You never know unless you... That's what you have to do is let it grow.
Exactly. How long have you been growing it now?
All year.
Since January, and here we are.
Can you see it?
Finally see it.
No, but I have light hair.
Mm-hmm. You do. I kind of suffer from the same thing.
It might be like probably the longest I've ever seen hair on your face.
Which is were you making fun of it, though?
No, I really wasn't making fun of it. You're just, you get it's upset almost like, too easily.
It's almost like you have kind of sculpted it, though.
I did sculpt it a little bit.
You did? So it's not.
Well, I cleaned it up.
It's not full
He's
up
face
here.
Scaped it.
Well, yeah, because I mean, look.
Yeah, I know. I need to shave.
You
I
don't even I'm, do that.
We got I'm some going shaggy going on over here.
Yeah. You got to go underneath a little bit to keep
well,
it kind of clean looking.
I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
It just sparingly grows. Only like a couple of hairs through here.
So you don't have to shave under your chin?
No.
Like you really don't trim it up at all?
No. I haven't trimmed this beard up in probably over a month. And this is what it naturally comes in
that
as.
That explains it.
It does explain a lot.
A redneck shaggy looking goatee.
Did you guys see that McDonald's in some areas is trying to sell some bacon fries, the bacon cheese fries?
Oh, my goodness.
Sounds so good.
So imagine McDonald's fries with cheese and bacon on top.
Heaven.
Like, does that sound amazing?
Yeah.
All salty and good and stuff like that. There's an Irish newspaper, too, that was listing American foods that they think sound disgusting.
Oh.
And this is classic because this is stuff that we eat.
Okay.
That the people in Ireland are like, that's disgusting.
But this is good.
Let me hit him with you. Hit you with them. Let me hit him with you. It's Monday.
All right, Kelly.
Okay, so here goes. You tell me what you think. Pumpkin pie.
Good.
It's okay.
With some whipped cream.
Pastrami sandwiches.
Not my fave.
Yeah, they're okay.
Sloppy Joes.
Oh, no.
What even is a Sloppy Joe?
I don't know.
That's what the newspaper says. Can I read you the exact quote in the newspaper? Again, this is an Ireland and Irish newspaper. It says Sloppy Joes. What the hell is a Sloppy Joe? They say the spreadable and sprayed cheese.
I've never been.
I'm going to have to disagree.
Dude, no joke, right?
I've never been a big fan.
When you take that what I call it squirt cheese.
Eat, like Ritz crackers and the squirtable cheese like all day long.
It's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had that in years, though.
Yeah, something about that. I don't know.
Would you just squirt it in your mouth?
I don't like that.
I knew you'd like that. Tater tots.
Tots?
What?
They would need tater tots.
Tots are good.
They say if they were anything special, we would have them here by now.
Whatever. Ouch. They're good.
So when you guys go to Sonic, fries or tots?
Tots.
Tots.
Tots for me too.
Yeah.
Snow cones.
I like snow cones.
Flavored ice.
Again, in Ireland, they think this stuff sounds disgusting. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna have to disagree with them there,
peanut
too.
Deep dish. Yeah. Deep dish pizza.
Those
I think
are good.
That sounds awful.
Those are good.
That's
good. Kool-Aid.
What the heck is wrong with these people in Ireland?
And finally, they say root beer tastes like cough syrup.
Okay. I'm done. Root beer's amazing.
Like, it's all good stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
But in other countries, they think of that as being nasty.
Hmm.
Like when we think, oh, they're eating snails or they're eating, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking about our tater tots like they're disgusting.
Yeah, that's...
That doesn't make any sense. You can't diss a tot until you eat it.
I agree. Don't be dissing them tots.
Yeah, I love tots. I could eat a handful of tots right now.
Ketchup or mustard?
Oh, ketchup.
Ketchup.
Mustard all the way.
You know, I'll say this. Mustard is not that bad with some good tots.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You ever tried it?
Ranch.
That's good, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm starving now. Y'all hungry?
Let's go get some bacon cheese fries.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip, and there is gossip out today on Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
He has a new woman.
Oh.
You know, because it seems like this deal with Jennifer Garner and their breakup has gone on forever.
Yeah.
So it's official that Ben has been spotted with an SNL producer whose name is Lindsay Shookus.
Huh.
Lindsay's credited with being the person who found Kristen Wiig and brought her to SNL.
Okay.
That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah,
so it is a big deal. There's kind of some rumors out that maybe Ben's known her for a long time, but they're just now entering the relationship phase of what was at one point a friendship, but a new relationship for Ben Affleck.
Well, stop me if you've heard this one before, but Shia LaBeouf got arrested over the weekend.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shocking news.
I've never heard that.
Yeah. Well, apparently all went down Saturday morning at like 4 a.m. when he asked somebody for a cigarette. They said no. He started cussing them out, women, children, all involved, stuff like that. It got so bad where police had to come out to the situation. He ran into a hotel and got arrested in the lobby where he was still fighting them back. But it was basically disorderly conduct, obstruction of justice, or something like that, and then public drunkenness. So really just a bad situation.
Is it still true, David, that when you go down to Beale Street that you carry cigarettes just in case people ask for a smoke?
In case Shia LaBeouf is hanging out? All the time.
You don't want to tell somebody no, so you just carry him with you.
Right.
I don't really smoke. True? Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So big congrats for Julianne Hough. She is a married woman now. She is an actor, dancer, country singer. There's basically nothing she can't do. She married hockey player Brooks Like this past Saturday, and they had an outdoor wedding. Thursday night, they had a big dinner. Friday, they all went to this big lake resort, and all the family and friends kind of hung out, kind of partied on the lake. That's Saturday, awesome. They had a big ceremony. Her brother was one of the groomsmen, Derek Hough. And get this, their dogs that look just like your dogs were the ring bearers.
Oh, that's sweet.
How cute is that?
That's awesome.
So anyway, congratulations to Julianne Hough.
Every morning on K-Fine, we gotcha gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Just telling Kelly and David that the new Kelsea Ballerini video to Legends is really good.
Yeah, it's a pretty strong video.
I'm gonna have to watch it.
Like legit, it's one of those videos because it shows like the whole life of a couple kind of getting together, and then you see the fiery car at the end of it.
Mm.
And the whole thing is we were legends. Oh my gosh. Like, you know how I get.
Yeah, so that means
I can cry like that.
I'm gonna have to watch it by myself.
Did you get emotional?
Of course he did. It's Brandon.
Did you cry?
I didn't all
Brandon,
the way
there's
cry.
Nothing wrong. We do make fun of you, but I think it's precious.
But there's something about it where you picture yourself in those situations. Well, like, yeah. Oh, I remember when we did that.
Yeah.
I remember when we laughed like that.
It's relatable.
I didn't mean it like that.
Don't put it like that.
It's relatable.
It is very relatable. Hey, Ashlyn joins us this morning from Gearhead Outfitters. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, we're good. Good. Have you seen the video yet?
I haven't.
I'll show
now
you.
Now I'm going to have to watch it too.
Yeah.
I want to see if you cry, okay?
Okay.
That'll be our test. So you bring in coffee for everybody today?
We can all share mine.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
David would never do that.
I'm sorry. I can't drink.
We can pour some in his cup.
There you go. So Project 90, we talked about the Project 90 Kids Clinic that's coming up.
Yes.
We talked about that a couple weeks ago, and I know that that's been now moved to next week.
Yes, we postponed it because we had some yucky weather last month, so it's actually going to be next Monday and Tuesday.
So let's talk about what Project 90 for adults is like and how this can be a benefit to people who want to kind of figure out the proper way to run.
Yeah, so it's actually an online running program, so anyone can do it. We've got three levels, beginner, intermediate, and advanced. And the whole point of the program is to teach proper running form so you can go out and run and not hurt yourself.
Right. I had a buddy who was saying yesterday morning, he's like, hey, I'm going out jogging. I'm like, you're jogging and it's 100 degrees? It feels like 100?
Yeah, we talk a lot about, you know, hydration is really important, especially this time of year, reflectivity if they're running in the early mornings or the evening. So we talk a lot about that kind of stuff too.
Let's talk about that because we see a lot of people as we come to work and we're coming to work and it's still dark.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But there's a lot of people out that get up and run extra early in the morning.
Yeah. We give them, you know, different tips and suggestions on what to wear, just how to be visible to drivers because it's so important. We just want to keep them safe.
Right. So if people want to sign up for this and they want to learn more about running, what's the easiest way for them to do that?
The easiest way is goproject90.com. They can sign up for the adult program, which actually starts on Sunday. So get on there and, you know, check out all the information this week. And they can also sign up for the kids program on that website as well.
Let's talk about how you do the program, though, because if you're saying it's an online running program, how does that mean? How do you learn through that?
So every Sunday, you'll get an email. It's going to include your training plan and then that week's additional information, whatever that focus is.
Right.
And then during the program, we'll also have workshops and then group runs that they can come to as well. And
we'll have
a Facebook group to help with that accountability and be able to ask questions and things like that.
So how many weeks is this program?
It's 13 weeks. It's 90 days. The Gearhead Endurance Challenge is actually like our, kind of our finale event. We encourage participants to sign up for that as well and kind of put their training to the test.
Awesome. And once again, the website to go to?
GoProject90.com. And if they have any questions, they can call Gearhead Outfitters and we can make sure and help them.
There you go. It is 8:49 in K-Fine Country.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So it's 9:11 and I have done something crazy that might offend my wife.
Oh, what would that be?
Well, today's Jessica Simpson's birthday. Are you ready, Boots?
Are you ready, Boots?
God, there's so many great Jessica Simpson songs I can play.
There are?
Y'all know I sound just like her.
You do kind of.
Are you ready, Boots?
Let's go back and play that. Want to?
Yeah.
Actually, first of all.
I'm going to perfect it.
Okay, hang on. First of all, I got to do Jessica Simpson's most famous song. I can let my head down. I can say
I to Tony Romo.
Don't talk about that.
Oh, that might have been.
It was when she was.
I bet you met her the same time she was with Tony Romo.
Oh, did I?
Probably around that same time.
I think I'm the reason for the breakup.
Probably.
Yeah.
So there's that one. She also did, what was the name of that song? Oh, These Boots Are Made for Walking, mm-hmm. Right? Here we go.
Are you ready? Ready, Boots?
Oh like my gosh, that's awkwardly.
Are you ready,
good.
Boots?
Are you ready, Boots?
Whoa.
It's ridiculous.
It's kind of creepy.
What's funny about this is this is how David remembers Jessica Simpson.
Right.
Yeah.
From and the Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes.
And her, yeah, for real. You keep saying you got something for me. This is like the hip hop version.
It sounds like she just ran a mile in 4 minutes and now she's trying to sing. I'm sorry.
Stop.
Did I say that about your favorite girl?
You
I'm
stop
sorry.
That. Have I told you I met Jessica Simpson?
Really? Tell us the story.
I have
again.
Never heard that yeah. story. No one has.
No. We'll do that on the after show podcast. I'll give you the full story.
Ooh.
Because I've never had the time to go and do all the details of it. So the after show podcast, we can do that. But I did post the photo on social media if you want to check it out. It's Brandon on KFIN on Instagram and Twitter.
Oh my goodness.
This is me and Jessica Simpson.
It's the first Brandon. Picture that comes up in my feed.
Oh my gosh, my wife responds. She hasn't even told me she's awake yet she's already checking Twitter or Instagram.
She's already commented?
Yes.
Is she supposed to tell you when she wakes up?
Well, she normally says, hey, good morning, I love you.
Oh.
Oh, here we go. Good morning, love you.
You're so weird. It's not even like, I don't think she's joking.
She's not.
I think that's serious.
If you want to see my photo with Jessica Simpson and how my wife has woke up and is already in a bad mood within 30 seconds of waking up, because actually Instagram is more important than me.
Oh,
so now you know
God.
Where the priorities lie.
You can check it out, Brandon on KFIN.
I have a question.
What?
Why did you put the horn
yeah,
on the picture? That
happy,
looks like something that... Happy, actually, I don't even think my 9-year-old would have done that. Like...
What do you mean?
And then the text, happy birthday, like, Jessica, on the picture.
On the picture, there's the horn
so
emoji.
So weird.
And then you saying, my personal favorite.
That's classic. You know it's classic. She's going to wake up and be, Jessica Simpson's going to wake up
right.
and be like, what the heck is this?
Yes.
Somebody watch out for this guy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She might block you.
Oh my gosh.
Careful.
Anyway, Brandon on KFIN on Instagram and Twitter.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, congratulations goes out to Maren Morris. She's engaged to Ryan Hurd, her fellow artist, mm-hmm. who proposed to her, we believe, on July the 3rd.
Gotcha.
What we do know confirmed is that Maren Morris posted a really cool photo on Instagram where it's her sitting on the lap of Ryan Hurd, and she has her hand out. Now, you can't see their heads, like their heads are chopped off,
yeah. mm-hmm.
but you can actually see that their heads are chopped off legitimately.
We get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can't see their heads. Anyway, so she's showing off the ring in the photo. Just a big deal for her. She
cool.
says in the caption, yes. All caps. So congratulations to Maren Morris.
So Sam Hunt was being interviewed and admitted that he's not afraid to kind of be vulnerable when he's writing his music. And he said, you know, a grown man singing a song, you're vulnerable from the start. And he's never understood tough talk, like the songs that the guys are like, you stick out your chest. Like, what's the point? You're singing a song.
Yep.
So he admits mm-hmm. most of his songs are inspired by relationships. So if he's doing it right, he has to put it all out there or it's going to come off as fake. Mm-hmm. And so he was asked if he considers himself romantic. And he was like, most guys, his answer is, maybe. So
right,
as
sure.
far as like candlelight dinners, no. But as far as making his wife wife feel secure about herself and beautiful. Yes, he does awesome. Consider himself that kind of guy.
Well, you know, Tim McGraw is on the Soul to Soul World Tour right now with Faith Hill, and they've been doing a lot of like behind the scenes performances with different people who have been performing with them, or just different artists that show up. And he did another one of these type shows behind the scenes with Charlie Worsham, and they did the song by Glenn Campbell, "Rhinestone Cowboy." And here's what it sounds like.
Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out in a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Like a rhinestone cowboy, getting cards and letters from people I don't even know.
You can check it out on Tim McGraw's Facebook page.
And also, don't forget, the Soul to Soul World Tour is coming to the Verizon Arena in North Little Rock August 3rd. And you can win those tickets right here on KFun.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So my wife decided to be nice the other day and go to the grocery store.
That's nice. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's me going to the store. I kind of have a rhythm. I know where things are and all that stuff. So she goes off to the store and has gone about, I don't know, an hour and a half.
Gotcha.
She comes back from the store and she is so happy at all the stuff that she got.
Mm-hmm.
And like she couldn't find the chicken I wanted, so she didn't get that, and a couple other things that she couldn't find that she didn't get. And she came back and spent probably $70 more than I would have spent at the store, and I can't even tell you on what.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Hmm.
The bill was like $130.
Oh, dude. Golly.
That actually sounds like a pretty good bill compared to mine most of the time.
What's yours?
A lot.
Like what?
Typically, it's like $300.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you also have like 5 mouths to feed.
Yeah.
Yeah. How often do you have to go, though?
Probably every other week.
Oh, so we go multiple times a week.
Oh.
And that's what's awful about it. So yeah. Imagine me, like there's one whack that's kind of like the expensive one. This is the one that's going to be $100. And then there's that $30 one. And then a couple days later, there's the one that's about $35.
And it all starts to add up.
And you look at that bill. Like if I were to go and say I'm going once, you know, a week total, or maybe once every other week, there's no telling what the bill would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'd be so scared of it, I'd rather go the way I do it.
Right. Yeah.
Because when you go there and you're checking out with $300 worth of stuff.
Sometimes we wait to the last second. Like it's like I wait till I run out of everything. And then all of a sudden you have to go get everything. Not just groceries, but also like toilet paper, all that kind of stuff.
Oh. Yeah.
And you know what's expensive that I didn't realize was expensive? And that's the laundry detergent.
That stuff is really pricey.
It's high.
Mm-hmm.
And like you have to clean your clothes.
Right.
But and my wife wants the one that's the most expensive one.
Well, you go by the cheapest one.
I would.
You have to find like an in-between.
Yeah.
You can't go by the cheapest.
Why
but
not?
Because it's the cheapest one.
Why can't you buy the cheapest one?
Because you're putting that on your body, and what if the cheapest one just isn't the highest quality?
What'd you eat over the weekend?
I had bacon and eggs.
Did you eat anything healthy? You're putting that in your body, too.
Burn!
Ah!
I had lots of water.
Did you have any beer?
I had a lot of beer.
See, there you go. Think about that, too. You're putting that on your body, in your body.
Yeah, but
I say buy the cheapest detergent, buy the cheapest of everything.
There you go.
That's just how I roll.
That's how I do.
That's just what I do.
No.
See y'all tomorrow.